This episode includes negative depictions and simplified stereotypes of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than ignoring parts of the park's history, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from Patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons to Nia, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-Ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-Ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-Ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has a haunted mansion at night. You can see the moon in the upper right-hand corner, and some Tom Sawyer Island rafts and a keelboat sitting on the rivers of America. On the back it reads, Haunted Mansion. The Haunted Mansion casts an eerie glow across the moonlit rivers of America in New Orleans Square. Inside the mansion, 999 happy ghouls and goblins are dying to meet Disneyland guests. It's postmarked August 3, 1971, with an always-used zip code U.S. Postal Service cancel and a 6-cent Eisenhower postage stamp, Scott number 1393. I assume they visit the park on Sunday, August 1, 1971, when park hours were from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. The weather was a high of 90, a low of 67. It's addressed to Mr. Richard Berry of San Rafael, California. It reads, 8-2. Hi. Boy, yesterday was the hottest. Almost 100 degrees. It never cooled all night. Had a hard time sleeping. Kevin screamed and hollered until after 2 a.m. Think Jan wants me to stay, so go ahead and give away my ticket. Maybe Ray could use it, for his wife or daughter. They would never get to go during the regular season. Harry always gets the other ticket. Today, we are sewing. Jerry has the car. Calling Joe B. this morning. We are going to try to get together before I go home. Love, Judy. Need Lenore and Giovanni's address. On a recent trip to the park, I was able to see the original Pet Cemetery next to the Haunted Mansion. I could see one of the tombs easily, from Fowler's Harbor and from the top deck of the Mark Twain. Back in episode 115, Sent from the Pet Cemetery, I mentioned the original and the newer Pet Cemetery added in the 1990s. Looking at the construction of the new Haunted Mansion queue, the wall of the newer Pet Cemetery is still there, but all the gravestones and markers have been removed. Hopefully they'll be replaced after the construction is completed. The Haunted Mansion does have a majority of the final resting grounds in Disneyland. Aside from the two pet cemeteries, there are headstones and a mausoleum wall in the queue. The next cemetery guest encounter is just after leaving the attic scene and seeing the caretaker on the attraction. At the end of the attraction, there's a crypt that guests walk out of. This could be considered part of the attraction cemetery. I'll be curious to see the changes once the new queue is complete. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a themed stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's ENFIELDPOST on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has the CK Holiday, bringing in a passenger train into Frontierland Station. On the left-hand side, you can see the water tower. On the back it reads, Passenger train at Frontierland Water Tower. The Santa Fe and Disneyland passenger train makes a stop for water in Frontierland as she carries passengers on a scenic journey around the Magic Kingdom. It's postmarked March 20th, 1960, with the Los Angeles at Easter Help Crippled Children cancel and a 3-cent purple Liberty postage stamp, Scott number 1035. I assume they visit the park on Saturday, March 19th, 1960, when park hours were from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The weather was a high of 86 and a low of 50. Park attendance that day was 16,478. It's addressed to the Ramin children of Penfield, New York. It reads, 3-19-60. This land is fantastic. We rode on this train and saw Alice in Wonderland, Frontier Town, etc. It's really fantastic, and the temp was 85 degrees. We're soaking up all the sunshine and heat. Love, Grandma Bassett. Next to New Orleans Square, Frontierland has, and has had, some different cemeteries. For a while, there was a burial ground near the Rivers of America. There was also a cemetery behind Fort Wilderness on Tom Sawyer Island. This was present until recently, when there were changes to the island, and Fort Wilderness was expanded for more storage for Fantasmic. Frontierland has also had a graveyard in its shooting gallery, between Rancho del Zocola and the Westward Ho Trading Post store. The targets nearest the guests are all part of the Boot Hill Cemetery and include targets on tombstones, coffins, and even a gravedigger's shovel. Each target has a different sound and or a visual effect when shot. A few of the tombstones move to allow guests to continue reading the funny epitaphs. The smallest graveyard is located in Fantasyland. If you look closely while riding either the Casey Jr. Railroad or the Storybook Land canal boats, you can see a small church in Alice's Village. Next to the church, there's a graveyard near the back side of the building. Looking at some older photos of the attraction, the graveyard has been there since the beginning and can be prominently seen in 1960s photographs. Although the other Disney animated movie towns and villages are present in the attraction, like Pinocchio, Frozen, and Peter Pan, none of them have a graveyard. The last graveyard is located on the Finding Nemo submarine attraction. During the underwater search for Nemo, submarines pass the sunken ships or a ship graveyard. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by a paper artist, Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow RussRomano2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming postcard is from an icy cereal box. You can see the icy polar bear wearing sunglasses and a red sweater and holding an icy cup. You can also see the picture of the cereal just below him. It's postmarked April 8, 2024, with a Cleveland, Ohio cancel and a 2022 U.S. flag forever postage stamp. Scott number 5654. It reads, I hope you have a chill Earth Day, full of lots of reminders of just how beautiful our Earth is. I hope you are well and get to visit the park soon. I move cross-country and miss Disneyland so much. Hugs, Megan, at Mail for Megan. Thank you so much for the postcard, Megan. I will be going to the parks this week, and I'm hoping to see some of the great photo locations for Pixar Fest. I notice that the Luca backdrop is an oversized postcard, and the meet and greet for Doug includes Carl and Ellie's mailbox. I'm also looking forward to finding as many of the Pixar Pizza Planet trucks that are hidden around the resort. I don't know if I'll find all 50, but I'd be happy to find at least a few. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It'd be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent from Disneyland or on Twitter at Sent from Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent from Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent from Disneyland podcast.